Donations are being collected to support families impacted by Monday night's apartment fire in Sapperton. A post on the City of New Westminster's website states that Emergency Support Services is coordinating with New West Community Church to collect donations to support displaced families following the 311 Hospital Street apartment fire on March 27. The following items are needed: new or good condition used men's and women's clothing, socks and underwear, new toiletries and hygiene products, e.g. toothbrushes, shampoo, soap, deodorant, and gift cards in $50 denominations for major supermarkets. Organizers ask that people refrain from donating children's clothing, furniture and household items. Donations can be dropped off at the front entrance to New West Community Church, 322 Hospital Street, from Wednesday, March 29 to Friday, March 31 between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. For more information about donations, contact New West Community Church at 604-521-1243. Acting Fire Chief Aaron Williams told The Record that fire crews responded to a structure fire at 331 Hospital Street at about 6:45 p.m. on Monday, March 27. When crews arrived, he said there was heavy smoke and flames coming from a unit on the second floor. According to Williams, a search team entered Parkside Apartments to search for occupants and determined all occupants had exited the building. He told The Record that crews contained the fire to two suites, but further assessments for smoke and water damage would determine the total number of suites impacted by the fire and when residents can return to their homes. GoFundMe campaign launched. At least one online fundraiser has been launched to support folks impacted by Monday's fire. Former New West resident Tia Brazda has created a GoFundMe campaign in support of her parents, Brazda Family Fire Fund, with the goal of raising $12,000. Within 10 hours, the campaign had raised more than $3,000. According to Brazda, her parents, Bystrick and Charmaine, were fortunate to escape the building, as both suites below and next to them were engulfed in flames and the smoke was thick. Thankfully, everyone in the building has survived this tragic incident, but my dad, who already has other health conditions, was admitted to hospital for smoke inhalation and remains there under observation at this time, said the GoFundMe post. To complicate matters, my parents are both in their 70s, don't have a vehicle and suffer with varying degrees of vision loss. They've always been self-sufficient, but this is all a lot to handle at once with very little resources. Brazda said her parents are emotionally shaken up by this overwhelming situation, as the apartment had been their home for more than 25 years and contained all of their belongings. Amongst their prized possessions were my dad's guitar that he plays every day and my mom's many years of paintings and crochet work, she wrote. Personally, I lost my wedding dress and childhood photos, but I am just thankful to still have my parents. Saying it's very uncharacteristic for her parents to ask for help, Brazda, who is currently in Toronto, launched the GoFundMe campaign on their behalf. According to Brazda, the priorities are getting her parents a cell phone and used laptop to use to get re-established, contact Tia Brazda via Facebook, collecting funds to secure temporary shelter and basic needs while permanent housing solution are sorted out, and collecting funds for basic furniture, clothing and necessities, as well as for Brazda's flight to get Vancouver so she can help her parents get set up in a new home. On the bright side, they were on a waiting list for a senior's residence, but we are hoping that their sudden change in circumstance can now be considered and the process can be expedited. Being longtime residents and former caretakers of their building, they benefited from rent control, she wrote. Finding a new rental in the current BC housing market would prove to be a major challenge, so ideally the housing waitlist they are on opens up and they can secure a comfortable short-term rental until then. We are a strong family that has been through a lot together and we will get through this too. Thanks for your support.